Flint Mayor Dane Walling delivered his annual State of the City speech yesterday, and we've got Mayor Walling on the line now. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you very much, Cynthia. Great to be on with you.
So you say you and other Michigan cities need more revenue-sharing dollars from Lansing, and you say without more money, delivering basic services are going to continue to be a struggle. But is that really the state's job to help pay a city for city services?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question that way, because what I said was that the state budget decisions were made in such a way, especially during the recession, where municipal governments received a disproportionate cut in revenue sharing. And now that the state revenues are back up above pre-recession levels, it seems to me that local governments should also be back up to where they were pre-recession level. But that hasn't been the debate in most of the capital. It's been about different kinds of tax cuts or other programs. So it's not necessarily the state's responsibility, but the state sets the framework for our local governments. And if we're going to be put under property tax limitations and not be able to levy a sales tax, then, yeah, I think we should receive the same kind of pre-recession level of support that we did, because I don't think anyone wants fewer police or firefighters, but that's what we're dealing with now.
And, of course, as you indicated, revenue sharing does not appear to be high on many agendas in Lansing. So what if money isn't funneled to Flint? Then what?
Well, we'll continue to make do as best we can. And efficiency and technology, talking about police, for instance, I mean, those are things that we're working to implement all the time. But having been in the position of having to make the terrible decision to lay off police officers in a city that's struggling with such severe violent crime, there may be a budget where that's really required. And at the bottom of the recession, I don't think we had other choices, but we do now. And that's the debate that I want to encourage, is the decision makers in Lansing are not just making decisions about a state budget. They're making decisions about a whole network of local, county, regional, and state functions. And legislators and the governor need to, in my mind, tune in more to what's happening in our local communities.
One of the big themes of your State of the City address in Flint, Mayor Walling, was blight. You talked about blight and blight removal, tearing down nearly 6,000 abandoned homes and buildings. And I'm just wondering, why has this become such a top priority for you now?
There are long-term trends here with our population and aging infrastructure, but it's really another case where the rockets were really put on this problem in the recession and how it hit our housing markets, especially in our core cities. So just like our budgets reflect the challenges coming out of the recession, our neighborhoods have this physical evidence in them, and these structures make it dangerous for our kids to walk to school. They're havens for drug dealing and for prostitution. So this is another area, and exactly the kind of thing that a city government would be able to do if there were more local revenues. And we think that's money well spent, because if we get a house demolished for $8,000 or $9,000, then the rest of the block can bring its property values back faster and start to flourish again.
Very much echoes what Mike Duggan talked about in his State of the City address for Detroit. Let's get these rotten old buildings down and help take a bite out of crime in doing so.
Yeah, I think we have a very similar agenda there, and that it just shows it's not one city's problem or another. And certainly there are some communities where they're fortunate their housing stock was built sooner. But if the tools get in place to address an issue like blight across the state, then the communities that haven't yet experienced it will have some insurance that they won't end up in the condition that some of the neighborhoods have in Flint or in Detroit. And we want to think about how our communities are connected to each other. It's not just helping a few. It's creating a system that's going to, you know, strengthen our local communities all across the state.
Let's shift over to talk about crime, Mayor Walling. And Flint, no longer the most violent city in the U.S., and in the past it has been number one on that list. So why, in your mind, is the number of violent crimes decreasing? What's working?
Our economy is improving, again, coming out of the recession. We also have over the last few years built some very strong relationships with our community, and our block clubs and neighborhood associations are making some great progress with us. Our Crime Stoppers program is receiving more tips now than it has in a number of years, so that trust is building with the community again. So all of that is adding up, but I think we want to have a lot higher aspirations in Michigan than Flint to go from 1 to 2, and I think Detroit to go from 2 to 3.
Right.
We want to get our cities way off the top 10 list, and that's going to take some continued coordination. We'll continue to implement technology and efficiencies, and then at a basic level, I think we want to increase our force size so we can respond faster and prevent more crimes before they happen.
Mayor, your city has been operating under the control of a state-appointed emergency manager, as we mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, and that's been since 2011. It's certainly no secret that EMs are controversial figures in our state. It's a controversial law. And I'm wondering, in your view, has the emergency manager in Flint managed to help your city?
There have definitely been changes when you look at the budget and the compensation changes that have been imposed in many cases were actually more drastic than what I had called for when I had the full authority of this position.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a sign of the times. Those decisions have now been made. I think our community has really stepped up. We adopted our first comprehensive master plan in more than 50 years. We've talked about that before. We were able to get that done, as a community, certainly with the support of the state. So that was critical for us. So I see us having made some good progress over the last couple of years. Been some tough decisions that the emergency managers had to make in terms of the budget, but I think our community as a whole, our business community is investing, and that makes an overall difference in our quality of life. So I see it as a combination of things.
So is it progress that might not have happened had not the emergency manager kind of rode in on that horse from out of town and imposed these directions and these rules?
It may have been able to happen a different way. We can never go back in time.
No.
I was advocating for some state law changes, again, across the board that would make arbitration process more efficient and have more stringent time deadlines so that these impasses could get resolved without them waiting on a year or two. And it goes back to that point that our state decision makers set the laws for all of us, including our local government. So I think we want to be looking more across the board, not just at a couple individual communities that happen to be in a lot of trouble.
How soon do you think you and the city council can move toward a transition advisory board? I know that emergency manager Early laid out 7 points that he needs to see met before he'll even consider taking that first baby step back to home rule, which will be recommending that transition advisory board. You think those are doable goals?
I think we can get these done at the rate of about one a month. Our city council has reconvened its finance committee and is ready to put forward a 5-year strategic plan. The finance department is finishing the 5-year forecast, and together we'll use those documents on our 2-year budget. That's all going to get done in the next 3 months. We already have the master plan and the sustainability built in, so we need the state to take a look at that work, approve the deficit elimination plan, approve a path to deal with our longer-term healthcare-related costs, which is another place where the state could come in. If you don't want to do old regular revenue sharing, then there could be a tool there to address the other post-employment benefits.
Right.
So in the next handful of months, I think we're going to be at a point where a transition advisory board can be put in place. Time will tell, but the path is there.
There's been, of course, so much attention paid to Detroit and that city's landmark bankruptcy. But here, your city, Flint, has serious financial hardship. You're under emergency management. Do you ever feel like there might be a little too much attention paid to Detroit and not enough on other Michigan cities facing fiscal problems like Flint?
Yeah, we're not necessarily looking for more attention here in Flint. We want to just get our work done in terms of the media. But when you talk about the issues in Lansing, I do think it can be a distraction for our legislature and governor to be thinking about state policy just through the lens of a city of Detroit. And I think we want to look at let's say, pensions and retiree health care costs, not just in the case of a Detroit that already, you know, has such serious issues, or Flint for that matter. We should be looking at a system that's going to work for all of our communities, because we don't want the kind of serious financial issues that plague us here to plague the community a couple miles over 10 years from now. So that I want to see more longer-term thinking, and not just looking at, okay, what do we need to do for Detroit this month or Flint this year? We should be spending our resources in a way that strengthens all of our local communities, rural, urban, suburban, over the next 2 years, 4 years, 8 years.
Flint Mayor Dane Walling, who delivered his State of the City speech yesterday. Always a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much.